Genesis, Invisible Touch, starting us off on this Tuesday morning. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, just 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. Morning to y'all.
Morning to y'all. I tell you something, do you know what's gas, right?
What's gas?
Do you ever, the things that can annoy you, pre-6 a.m. Is gas. Our microwave here.
Right.
Very rude. It's very rude.
A rude microwave.
It's very rude, yeah. It's right. Very rude. You do your porridge and all, right? And I'm standing next to it and it goes 5, 4, 3.
By the way,
two.
Just for anybody listening, it doesn't actually say that. It just, the numbers are on it.
Yeah, well,
it doesn't actually have an announcer on it. Although a radio station microwave should have.
Actually, yeah, just think about that. That would be great.
Your porridge will be ready in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And then open the door and reveal.
Yeah, yeah.
But then
you've chosen door number one.
What's in it? And then you open it up, right? Or it goes beep, right? And you open it up. But our one is so rude that even after the door is open, it still keeps going beep, beep.
Yeah. It's one of those.
You're like,
did you hear
I
me?
I know.
Your porridge is ready.
I know.
PJ.
I know.
PJ, your porridge is ready.
I hold it.
It's done. It's ready.
I'm holding it.
I've made your porridge.
Jeez, you're so rude. It's unbelievable, yeah.
So we got a rude microwave.
Very rude microwave. My one at home is great. It did the whole, you know. Yeah. And that's why rude microwaves cause fights in offices.
What I tell you?
Because the people take it out before it hits the beep, beep, beep. And they leave 2 or 3 seconds on the clock.
Yeah.
And then the next person has to erase those few seconds to get it right. Which is rude of the person beforehand for not dealing with the rudeness of the machine. So there you go. I just wanted to get that off my system.
I tell you, I've just...
Out
I've
of
just,
my system,
I've
off
just
feedback.
Witnessed a first world problem before my very eyes.
Well...
Although I actually agree with you. We have a dryer at home.
Yeah.
And it does that as
my
well.
My bleeding washing machine.
But the dryer as well, it'll be finished. That's grand. It'll go whatever it does. Beep, beep, whatever. Right?
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
So it's okay, the dryer's finished.
Grand. I have
but
this
then,
as well.
Then there'll be about, I don't know, maybe a 2 minute gap and it'll go beep, 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 or whatever it is again.
I know, mine's the same.
And literally, it won't stop until you've turned it off.
Oh, mine will do it about, say, 10 times. And you're like, I end up shouting at an inanimate object. I'm watching until you going, I'll get it in the morning! Jesus.
Yeah.
And then...
But I mean, the other machines, the washing machine's all right, the dishwasher's all right, it's just the dryer.
Yeah.
Won't stop. It keeps at you.
I know, and then the one thing that needs it won't do it.
Which is?
Your freezer. You need the door open, right?
Yeah, or your cooker. And why doesn't your cooker be... Well, I suppose it does if you put a timer on it.
Yeah, well, yeah. But you leave your freezer open. Just says nothing to nobody.
Oh yeah.
Just melts over the floor. And then you come down. Now.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
If I was the washing machine, I would have made an awful scene over this, but no.
I just stayed here in the corner being ignored.
Yeah. Now you may throw out all the food you bought yesterday. You bloody idiot. Yes, there you go.
Right, rude microwaves have started us off. Morning to Linda in Cork. Morning to English Ian, who's wondering, did he miss the summer? Because it's the old body warmer's back out today for English Ian.
English Ian, don't you worry about
it's a bit horrible
thing.
Out there.
We are assured by everybody, including Tara, the Met people and everything, that today is the last grotty day. And then by Friday, we're supposed to have lovely sunshine. Yeah. No, it's not today's the last grotty day. It is. It's going to be a little bit overcast tomorrow.
Depends on your definition of grotty.
It's going to get warmer. And then by Friday, we're going to be dry and sunny, apparently. We're assured of it.
Yeah, no, and all the apps are saying the same thing. It looks like it's going to be a belter of a weekend kicking off on Friday, I can tell you, according to the apps. Anyway,
so great to be working all weekend. Brilliant.
It's great. Morning, lads, from Larbar, checking in. Morning came in from somebody else. I don't know who that is, but morning back to you. And Margaret, of course, in Fermoy. Where would we be if Margaret didn't check in and make sure we were okay?
Thank
she's
you
like
very
our
much,
Margaret.
She is. She's like Mammy Margaret.
Obviously, a very young mum, Margaret, naturally. I mean, you know, goes without saying.
Well, maybe she just looks younger than she is, you know.
She was at a table quiz last night.
Oh, yeah, good stuff.
And apparently she now knows why she should never enter the breakfast table quiz.
No.
Take it, it didn't go well.
Right, so you
obviously
didn't win
didn't
it then.
Well.
Yeah, you didn't get the booby prize.
Anyway, listen, 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you do want to give us a shout. Hopefully you're in good form, as PJ said. It's not great out there at the moment, but it will get better. Keep the faith. Hang in
it's
there.
It's on the way. I'm telling
until
you today.
The weekend.
Later on today, it's going to dry up, and then we're on the home run then.
Happy days.
Home front, one of those things.
Yeah.
We're on the microwave, the silent microwave after that.
Hammer time. MC Hammer, you can't touch this here. Classic hits. Waking up happy old PJ and Jim. 16:30. You're sounding like a rude microwave there.
Oh, sorry, I am. Yeah, I'm all excited, yeah. I am. Like a rude microwave. There's no doubt about it.
He's like a rude microwave, he is.
Jigging around there in his sun pants.
Beeping on him. The sun pants, that's right.
Yeah.
That was what you christened MC Hammer's.
They are like that. Do you ever see, you know them when you're in...
They were officially called parachute pants now.
I call them sun pants. Because you know when you're on your holidays, you're going through and you're getting on your Ryanair flight or whatever it is, there's always a shower of young ones from Dublin wearing those big parachute pants and the sandals now. There is always. Yeah, there is, yeah. We're going mad later on. It's going to be amazing. And the, at least two, a couple of them have those huge pants on. The big
huge
sun pants.
Sun pants.
Yeah, yeah, like, you're dressed up like drunken genies walking around.
Right, a few birthdays for you. Ready to go? There's not that many, okay? And one or two unusual ones in here.
Right, okay, right.
Well, there are a few that, you know, there's football and stuff in here to mix with. That's what we're going to start with, right?
Okay.
Bit of football, because it's this bloke's birthday.
I have a title. Someone decided that the title will be interim. Why? Oh, you know, just in case. Okay, fine. They want to blame me for everything that is wrong. Then they say, oh, we'll put interim just in case. Fine, that is your decision. I don't agree, but it's your decision.
But when you agreed to the contract, did you not know that the title would be interim?
It was a surprise for me.
That must have been great. Well, it's just on the contract here. See this word here? Interim manager.
He's there. Wait a minute.
I'm not here for long, am I?
He really does do a man well on himself, doesn't he? Did you not know it was a temporary contract? I know not. He really does. It's Rafa Benitez, obviously.
It is Rafa. Yeah. Now, by all accounts, right? I mean, obviously, there's a nasty period in his past, which means we're not allowed to like him. But
yes, because,
by all accounts, he's a very nice man.
But a bit of a cranky man, doesn't he? Have that reputation. I think he's a bit of a cranky...
Well, I mean, in fairness, the people he fell out with, Jose Mourinho,
Sir
Alex Ferguson.
Yeah.
They're not exactly...
True. That's very true. They're not exactly well known for being easy going.
No.
They're not yogis.
They're not known as being laid back.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, yeah. Actually, I take it all back, yeah.
Although, in fairness, apparently he's doing a phenomenal job at Newcastle. I know very little about Newcastle.
Ah, here.
But in terms of keeping them all together, you know what I mean? In the face of Mike Ashley.
Newcastle are bleeding brutal.
No, but you know what I mean? The whole Mike Ashley thing and all that sort of stuff. Keeping the club together, keeping the fans on side, all that.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, but they are Newcastle fans. They're used to disaster. He'd fit right in. You know, he'd be fitting right in over there. Imagine, how they understand him and he understands Geordie's is beyond reason.
But that was a clip from when he was interim manager at Chelsea.
But good, is it? Play a man up front, eh? Well, I know not. Hey, but I just said, if you do that, you do it with a real right, you know what I mean, man?
Actually, we have Phil I Am listens to this show. We should get his opinion.
Yeah,
Phil's
true.
A Geordie, isn't he?
Yeah, Phil I Am. If you're out there, it's a bit early for Phil I Am, is it?
Ah, you never know.
You let us know what you think of a poor old Rafa, the French. I keep calling him French waiter. He's known as the Spanish waiter, fat Spanish waiter.
That's what he was known as.
Very funny looking man. In fairness, it was very funny looking man. And I used to love watching him having arguments with Alex Ferguson and stuff back in the day when he was with Liverpool.
Remember the fact rant?
Oh, that's right.
He did the big fact rant.
Yeah. That's right. And it's very hard to take him serious. It looked like he was kind of messing.
Yeah. Somebody has done a thing in the internet. When I found that clip yesterday, somebody's done a thing where it's like, it's him saying, I'm fat. Right? And it's just, they've edited it together.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
This is a course to have, yeah.
Oh, to say.
Internet's a cruel beast.
I'm fat.
Yeah.
I'm fat. I weigh 10,000 pounds. I'm fat. And that's all it is. They've been very cruel to him.
Oh, well, that's what you get for being with Liverpool.
In fairness, he's one of the rakes. I think he's about 9 titles to his name, various kind of trophies and Spanish league titles and stuff to his name.
Yeah, yeah.
Rafa, yeah.
But he still looks like he's messing. He still looks like a comedy character. That's all I'm saying. Right, is he... he's probably in the 60s now. He's 60. No, you'd say it was his... You'd say it. You'd go, it's a significant one because we're starting.
Oh, I forgot to say it's not a significant one, actually. It's not a significant
one. So he's 61.
He's actually 59.
you couldn't really... you see, that was just cruelty. You could have helped me out there. I would have got that now.
I mean,
I was right on that. I was banging and knocking on the door and you were just looking through the keyhole going, big ages.
Right, okay. This one will be... Okay, I'll tell you what. Before I give you that one, I'm going to give you this other one because it's a mate of yours, I suspect. you know, with the pair he was banging around on a similar circuit. Ed Byrne, comedian Ed Byrne.
Yeah, yeah.
This should be a good one
for you. Do you know something? One of the most underestimated comedians.
Really?
Every time he does a show, it's brilliant. One of the best gag writers ever. And then for some reason you go, Ed Byrne, in Ireland, and people go,
Yeah. You're weird, stringy haired fella. Yeah. No, me, my little.
Yeah. I have to say, I'm a little bit like that.
Yeah, you see, it goes around. I don't know why that is. And he's very good.
I'm sure he's, like, he's done well for himself. He gets a lot of shows.
Yeah, he is very good.
Just, I've never seen him in sort of live stand-up. I've only ever seen him on television.
That's some lads. It does. Some fellas, telly isn't very fair to their stand-up, do you know?
Yeah.
Especially if you're, it's like, I'll be honest with you. Comedians, we're not known to be the best looking bunch of people, right? So you have to go to the show. Because if you judge us on what you see on TV, you're always going to go, what's so special about that Jaden Jarf hole? You know?
Yeah. So you reckon Ed gets a short shift?
Yeah, and you'd never do it with musicians. You'd never do it. Like, you'd never look at, like, you'd never go, have you listened to the Rolling Stones? Have you gone to see their gig? No. Your man Mick Jagger annoys me doing his interviews. Like, you'd never do that. You know what I mean? You'd listen to the music or you'd listen to the song.
I mean, Ed Byrne seems like a really, really nice fella.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, and he has done well for himself.
And he has, but then again, when he's playing here next time, will you go?
No.
See, that's what happens. That's the way it is. It's a cruel beast. You'll be sitting there doing a whole Rafa Benitez on him. Merde. That's French again. I'm going to say Ed Byrne's 46.
Oh, 47. 47.
One of those days.
Yeah, I tell you, you're getting close. Right. I don't know which one of these to end on. I tell you what, I'm going to go with Ruth. I don't know what that came from. Ruth Maddock.
Oh, Ruth Maddock. Hello, campers.
Exactly, from Heidi High. She played Gladys Pugh.
Yeah, the first voice we ever heard on every episode, wasn't she?
Hello, campers.
Today, there's going to be the Flexible Baby competition.
Flexible Baby. When was that a competition?
I don't know.
Wow. Although, to be honest with you, it sounds like something that would have appeared in Heidi High.
Yeah. Flexible Baby competition, followed by an award for the camper that looks most like a cat. It was great. It was such a silly old show.
Maplin's.
It was such a daft old show. I really liked it. Yeah. I really did.
It was.
One of the groundbreaking shows for female comedians.
Was it?
Yeah, big time, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because your woman who played the maid and all.
Yeah.
And she went on
Ruth,
to do...
Sue Pollard.
Sue Pollard.
And she went on to do great things. And it was the first one that showcased and had leading roles, like real leading sort of, you know, key roles for female comedians.
In the cast.
That wasn't like Carry On where it was meant your knickers were flying across the room
exactly,
or something.
Yeah,
you know, that sort of situation.
Yeah, where your underwear fell down and that was the laugh.
Yeah, and everything went boiling. Oh, that... You know that way. All the lads doing the gags. And then walks Barbara Windsor and boing, boinging. And that was the punchline. That was all she got. That's all they give her. Heidi High was real groundbreaking stuff. I know it doesn't sound like when you look at it now.
Yeah, it's weird to say it like that.
Yeah, but when you think of the time, it was very, very important.
It was a good old show.
That was good old show.
It actually sent up the whole sort of old fashioned comedy of it.
It did. It was great.
The whole custard pie fall in the pool kind of stuff. It was.
Do you know something? I'd love a box set of it now.
Yeah.
I could really get into that now, sitting there and be old.
It's probably still on the telly somewhere. Somewhere.
Beyond Gold.
It's on Gold. Definitely. That's exactly where it is.
But I'm going to say she's getting on now. She's definitely getting on. She's. Well, maybe she's 76.
Yes!
Yeah! We got one.
76. And then, finally. PJ Keller, how old is Benedict the 16th?
Benedict the 16th?
Former Pope Benedict the 16th.
Well, I didn't think it was a singer, did I? Benedict is
celebrating his birthday today.
Oh, God. I'd say he's in bits over Notre Dame now this morning.
Oh, stop.
He'd be in rag order over that. Although he looks a little bit like a hunchback, didn't he?
He was the last one, was he? Was he the last one?
Hold on. Which one was the fella they everybody liked? Was that Benedict, or is that the fella
that's
now?
That's the current lad, isn't it?
So was he the fella that was Mr. Golden Shoes? Was that Benedict?
It could have been.
Or was that Ratzinger?
Well, who?
I think Ratzinger was.
Is Ratzinger not Benedict?
Oh, jeez, I don't know. There's too many of these popes. They keep replacing them. I don't know.
What? Yeah.
Is Ratzinger and Benedict the same pope?
I don't know.
Oh, God, this is so tough. This is getting very hard.
I know how old he is, though. Tara said yes.
It is the same Pope.
Ratzinger is Benedict.
Ratzinger is Benedict, yeah. Right.
By day, Ratzinger.
Yeah, by day, but he's by just night. A regular Pope going about his business. But by night, he's burning Notre Dame.
He dons his gold shoes.
Yes. The hunchback of the Vatican is here.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say about him. He was the Pope then that nobody would...
I think he was a bit of a hard liner.
He went to old school. He got back in.
I think he was a hard liner.
To send the gays to hell and give him my golden shoes, man.
I don't think he sounded like Dr. Phil.
He was a bit like, yeah,
send the gays to hell and give me my golden pumps. And that's what you want. That's why everybody likes the new guy, because he's a bit more laid back.
Yeah.
Still a bit mad. Like, being a Pope is being mad. Like, first was like being a Pope. How are you, Papa? What? Oh, yeah. Why is your man dressed in funny pajamas? That's the Swiss guard. He's here to protect you. But he's only got a spear.
Yeah.
It's a mad old life.
He's only got a penknife.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Wouldn't be my thing, though, but fair play. I've got to say, he's like 83.
92.
Oh, for fat's sake.
But at least you got Ruth Maddock.
At least I got Ruth Maddock. We'll always have Ruth Maddock.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. She should wake the Vatican up every morning. Hello, campers.
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Thanks, Tara. 25 to 7. How are you this morning?
Oh, she's gone.
Speak up there.
You turned me off.
We turned her off. I'm sorry. Yeah, that.
Yeah. Actually, all the women say that.
That sounded really good. That sounded really good there. Actually, that's...
Oh, look at that.
That's my favourite type of Tara.
Oh, it's great, Tara.
Look at that.
Oh, I'm into that.
What's that you were saying, Tara? You love working with us.
Oh, brilliant.
What I mean, it's fine. Don't keep saying thank you.
Yeah, stop. Tara, this is getting embarrassing.
What are you saying? We're ridiculously handsome.
Oh,
stop,
my God.
Stop, will you, for God's sake, woman.
Seriously.
I mean, seriously.
I'm back, am I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The real Tara.
The real Tara.
Anyway, so how are you this morning?
I'm in good form. In my direct eye line, I can look to my... turn to my right and I can see you two fine gentlemen. I turn to my left, I'm seeing an ever-growing... of collection of Easter eggs out in the office.
Yeah.
Actually, that batch that came in yesterday sound great.
Don't they?
Did you read the little story with them?
No.
Did you read what they're made of and everything?
No.
Oh, we did have a look, yeah. No, yeah, hold on. She's not telling the truth. We were all looking at them.
I had a look at the boxes.
Oh, you saw what flavours they
are.
What's
in
them?
Oh, there's an eaten mess flavoured Easter egg.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I know. But then there's a very controversial one. There's a very controversial one.
She's right, yeah.
Very controversial.
It's not an egg.
What do you mean?
It's not an egg.
It's not an egg. It says on the box that it's a sculpture egg.
Yeah.
But right.
It's not
what
really
is
an
it a sculpture
egg.
Of?
An egg.
A partial egg.
I know this sounds like it doesn't make a lot of sense.
It is when you see it. It's an egg. When is an egg not an egg?
When it's a sculpture of an egg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Like, you can put your hand through the middle of it.
Oh, right.
Do you know
okay,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like a bent frisbee.
So are you taking a stand on this?
I don't think it's an egg.
Grand, I lead it then.
Not if I get there first.
No problem, PJ. You take a stand on that.
I don't think everybody understands the point I'm trying to make here.
You take a stand on that. You stand up for yourself. You're right. You shouldn't be eating an egg that's not an egg at all, PJ. You stand back. Step away from the sculptured egg, PJ.
Pizza is not an egg.
Tara and myself will eat it. We'll be fine.
Mum.
Grand, you get stuck in there. Leave it to us, buddy. Always have your back.
Yeah, just backfired. I tell you something, Jay. Unbelievable. All I do was point out something that wasn't about an egg. Now I'm being deprived of food. It's not an egg. It's probably nutritious. I like them. I want to have a go.
Womack and Teardrops. Here at Classic Hits. Almost 6:45. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Tuesday morning, 16th of April. Morning to you, folks. Not a great looking one, but as we said earlier on, hang in there.
It's a smelly old day, but this is it.
The good stuff is a-coming.
I know I say this sometimes and then it turns out to bite me on the bum and I'm wrong, but I'm sticking with it. I think today is the last sort of grotty old day. It's going to be dark, maybe a bit overcast, but nice and warm.
Right.
Breakthrough day tomorrow. And then Friday, we're going to be lolloping around in lovely sunshine.
I tell you, it'll be flip-flops and shorts.
You will. It will.
Whether you want it or not.
Oh, Jim, you have it. Friday could be the first day rocking around the...
when your shorts,
a pair of shorts on.
Hang on might a second, be the first day for... See if I can get a predicted temperature.
I think we're looking at the 17 degrees.
Do you reckon?
Oh, something like that, yeah. I think so.
Hang on there a second. Round
our neck
of the
woods.
What did we say? Okay, yeah, there's a 16.
Oh, yeah,
there's an 18 on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, but it's not sunny, is it? Yeah. See, this is the job.
That's not bad. Friday and Saturday could be okay.
Telling you, there you go. Look at the Friday there now. So it's 17. See, in Cork on Saturday, they're saying it's going to be like 20 degrees.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just the cloud could ruin things a little bit. But who cares?
How long before you head back down there?
Warm. I don't
When's
know.
That?
I think I might be in Cork
next, month. Isn't
I might be in Cork next week.
Oh, next week
or the weekend. I don't know. I have to find. I'm figuring out my schedule for the DIY carry on, and I'm damn sure some of that'll be in Cork. So
right,
I have to.
But I mean, the young offender stuff. When is that? That's next
that's
month.
True.
Isn't?
Yeah, that's yeah. No, yeah. Yeah, but probably June. June.
Right. You're waiting for the good weather, are you?
No, yeah, June. Yeah. I'm waiting for the good weather. Yeah. You know,
I'll be heading to the sunny south.
The sunny south.
I'll be going to my southern villa.
Yeah, down there now, the southern villa with the mustache and all. Yeah.
They're probably preparing your trailer as we speak, are they?
Trailer. Jeez, I'd love a trailer. Oh, I would.
Even one of those open ones that people transport hay in. And stuff.
Yeah, it'd be nice, yeah. That's all I need. Is that a flask of tea and a packet of bourbon biscuits? Happy and they'll be happy days. Out for the day.
And somebody say, look at this, Alan in... I'm assuming this is a typo from Alan. He says, morning, lads. Two more sleeps, JP, for the big day and all the presents. I assume he meant PJ.
Yes,
I'm assuming.
Yeah, maybe.
Unless it's JP's birthday
and
in 2 days'
time. And thank you once again for reminding me that it is my birthday. On Thursday, thank you. Happy
Are you
birthday
sure it's your birthday
to
Thursday?
Me. Yeah, I'm happy birthday.
Are you
to
sure though?
Me. Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't I be sure? Yeah.
Yeah. You see, under normal circumstances, I would agree with you. With any other normal human being, you would say, "My God, they know their own birthday."
Yeah.
But it's just you know the way we do the celebrity birthdays early morning.
Yeah.
Every morning, rather, and I have the old almanac.
I do.
I look that up, you know, for you to guess.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And according to one particular almanac, your birthday's on Friday.
What?
Yeah. For example, anybody who
what
had...
Is that? What?
Anybody who had the Sunday Independent
from right.
last Sunday, where they print the birthdays for the week, will see that it's PJ Gallagher's birthday. According to the Sunday Independent, it's PJ Gallagher's birthday on Friday.
No,
I would normally, with anybody else, I would say, well, they're obviously wrong. Of course, PJ knows his own birthday. But then it is you, buddy.
I know my own age.
I'm sure you do. But yeah. Do you know your own birthday?
Yeah, it's April the 18th, yeah. Thursday. Right. I'm definitely sure.
Just that the Sunday Independent is claiming it's April the 19th.
Well, I bet. Imagine somebody saying, no, I've read it in the paper, you're wrong about your own birthday. And now you have me Googling myself to see if it's on Wikipedia or whatever. That's unbelievable.
So I'm just, like I say, would anybody else say, oh, it must have been a mistake?
Oh, look, Wikipedia has me down for the 19th, yeah?
Is that what it is?
It does, yeah. It has me down for the 19th.
Right.
No, I'm definitely, it's definitely wrong.
So basically,
wrong.
Just to point out, so the Sunday Independent and Wikipedia have you for the 19th?
Yes.
So at the moment, you're the only one saying it's the 18th, is it?
No, and the documentation given to me by the Irish state says the 18th of April. So I'm not the only one.
Okay.
Absolutely, it is Thursday.
Right.
Now, I'll do both days if you want. I'd be quite happy to do
that. You could do a queen on it, all right?
I'd love to do that, yeah. But definitely, yeah, unbelievable. I'm positively insulted now. Are you sure? I read it in the paper. Unbelievable.
Just a normally very reliable sources, you know, like the internet and the Sunday Independent.
Well, maybe.
Compared to, say, you, if you know what I mean.
Grant, I take your point. I accept your point. I do. On any other such subject, except when it comes to me.
Yeah.
I think when, like, it, I
are
think
you,
when it comes
are you
to
really,
I
are
am
you,
an expert on myself.
Are you really, though?
Yes,
are you really? When it comes to you, are you really the best person to ask?
Well, it's either me or me ma, right? And she's not here.
Right.
So
I suppose when that's the instance, then we'll just have to go with you.
I swear to God, my ma texts me now and tells me my birthday's on Friday. I'm gonna pass out.
Simply Red and Fairground here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday, 16th of April, 13 minutes past 7. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Much appreciated. 087-188-0008 as always, if you want to get in touch. It takes a hell of a story to knock Brexit off the top of the old news.
Sure does,
when the news
yeah.
doesn't start with the old Brexit shenanigans, you know something big is afoot.
And you know it's probably not good news. And unfortunately, you did see it by now. I was going to say you may have seen it. You'd be under a rock if you didn't realise that Notre Dame, the cathedral in Notre Dame isn't.
Famous
no
for the
more.
Hunchback and all that.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a... it's an architectural masterpiece, isn't it?
Iconic.
It really is. It's a structural, historic... masterpiece is what it was, and it went on fire. And watching the footage last night, it was like the first time. You know the way you see
when the spire was falling down.
Yeah,
it was like it was almost like something out of a movie or
something. Do you know
something.
What that is? That moment, you're right. Do you know what that moment is? That's like your kind of moments, like you saw the Concorde bursting into flames, or you see, you know, the Birmingham Six being released from prison. It's one of those where you look at and you remember yeah. where you were exactly when it happened. That's how significant it is.
I was on my couch.
Yeah, I was at home. I was eating turkey sausages. But that's not the point. The point is you'll remember where you were the first time you saw that happening for the rest of your life. Yeah. It's one of those really significant moments. It doesn't look like it was malicious. It looks like it was an accident, which is good. Because straight away
it
you get
like
all
it
the
was an accident.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I mean, I was chatting. What you saying? Mike was saying as well earlier. Like, you feel bad for the poor fella. You would. I mean, let's not forget.
Are we assuming it was a fella?
Yeah. Come on.
So you reckon that it might have been somebody who...
Nine out of ten times, somebody doesn't put their bins out in the house. So, you know, someone's left a light on or whatever. It's normally the lad, right?
Right.
I'm presuming it was
a
fella.
So you're not assuming it was like a tourist accident. You're assuming it was like a person who was maybe employed by the police.
Well, you see, here's the thing. There was work going on anyway.
Right.
Right? There was work going on. So they reckon it was something to do with that. And I do feel deeply sorry for the poor fella who was sitting at home going, oh, Jesus. I don't think I plugged.
Did I turn off that?
You know the blow gun? I left it on and next to the heater. Oh, Jesus. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to go into work. What day is it today? It's Tuesday. He'll be into work today. And you know the foreman is going to be looking at him going, Pierre, can I have a word with you? Can I have a word with you, Pierre? It's just that this priceless monument where we're working at.
I did tell you at the start it was priceless. Did I
mention that, didn't I? Yeah. Did I mention that for more than 800 years now it's survived revolution, plague, two world wars, and inspired artists like Victor Hugo, 12 million tourists a year, enchanted by its mere existence, and you forgot to turn the heater off last night. And
what happens if
apparently
he was like,
you were rushing home to see Game of Thrones? Was that it? Can you just run up by me again, Pierre? Could you just explain that to me in a little bit more detail, Pierre?
Oh,
because
man.
I'm not having a very good day today, and I have to explain this to somebody.
So you reckon it is? You reckon it's a workman?
Yeah? I think poor old Pierre was sitting there last night watching this heli going, oh, Jesus,
toasting his bagel or something. And
he had this little baguette, his little poulet baguette in his hand and his croissant going, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. Sandra packed her bags and we're going to Spain. Oh, Jesus. You know the way you thought I was in trouble yesterday when I didn't take the bins out? Well, I'm really after putting me size 10 in it now.
Oh,
yeah,
Lord.
It's bad. If he's the biggest victim in all of this. I know we shouldn't be too. I know we've lost a priceless cultural artifact. I know it's irreplaceable. I know what's in there can never be replaced. There's those golden 12 apostle statues, the amount of work that went into thousands of years. I know. But please spare a thought for little Pierre today, who's never felt
worse
about it.
All he wanted a bagel.
All he wanted was to watch Game of Thrones and have an L. pizza or something, you know what I mean? That's all he wanted. I like that poor fella is sitting there and today the weight of the world is on his shoulders.
I mean, literally, I'd say he would happily lock himself in Quasimodo style. He'd lock himself into the tower if
yeah.
he could.
He's proper hunchbacking around
to get away from whoever's
yeah.
boss is.
Oh yeah, he's never gonna look anyone straight in the eyes again. He's definitely he's ringing the bells for the rest of his life, that poor lad.
Yeah.
God, it's a disaster. You like, you know how bad
imagine
it
if
feels.
That was an actual punishment. Imagine if they found out it was him. Right. Well, this will be rebuilt. And then I tell you, how's your bell tower ringing?
Yeah.
Because that's where you're going
to
be.
Are you good at not looking at sunlight ever again? Are you? You're good at making people make sure everybody looks at you thinks you're a monster? Because you're going to feel like a monster. It's terrible. I know.
There's a certain poetic justice in it, you have to say.
Yeah, but poor El Pierre. He only wanted love and telly.
Yeah, the Eurythmics with Aretha Franklin. Sisters are doing it for themselves. Here are classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday, almost 7:23. Loads of texts coming in about the old Notre Dame fire.
Yeah.
The same gags doing the rounds. All of the memes. They don't know who did it, but they have a hunch.
Yeah, I see that going around, all right, yeah. It's gas. Some people say it. I love when you get these sort of texts like, who's this sent us in? Sasha, was it? I was having a bad morning, lads, but that story of Pierre and Sandra really cheered me up. Yeah, I love the way, like,
it was a factual recounting.
Well, I think it's pretty accurate. So it's just, yeah, if you're having a bad day, I suppose that's the message of the story. If you think you're having a bad day today,
yeah,
just remember somebody has to wake up this morning and realise probably that they were the person that burned down one of the most priceless architectural artefacts in modern art. Yeah. Like, well, not modern. Like one of the greatest buildings of our time. The heart and soul of Paris is on somebody's hands today.
Oh, that's
and
unreal.
God, that's
and they may or may not be called Pierre and Sandra.
I think they are. I think I know who it is, Jim. I think I know who it is.
Fantastic. Anyway, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. We got Who the Man, of course. Not Who the Man, we've got Hitbit.
Hitbit, yeah.
To come before
hard
8
to change.
O'clock.
I still keep saying to everybody on the who do you think it is?
Yeah. Well, to be fair, you're not a, you know, technically you're not wrong.
That's true.
It does
yeah.
have to be a who somewhere.
Maybe I'll stick to that then. Maybe we'll just say when you're onto a good thing, keep going.
And also, of course, Caribbean Queens, another shot at playing at that. Your chance to get as many as you possibly can in the 60 seconds. Hopefully enough to qualify for the big draw on Friday. That's the come to.
Get ready to play Caribbean Queens. With thanks to Cassidy Travel, voted Travel Agent of the Year, and Multitrip.com. Compare their costs and cover against competitors to find out why they're Ireland's favourite travel insurance provider. Classic Hits.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't need reminding about what this is all about, of course, because it is just an amazing holiday. You and a friend on a Caribbean cruise. That's it in a nutshell, really, but all of the details are what make it so special. Return flights for the two of you to Miami, where you'll stay overnight with Cassidy Travel. Then it's on board, 7 nights. In a balcony cabin on the brand new luxurious Sky Princess cruise ship with Princess Cruises. State-of-the-art stuff this is. It's brand new. It's like hot off the presses.
Hot off. Whatever they use
gleaming.
To make a ship, it's hot off that. Yeah. And it's absolutely unbelievable.
Gleaming.
It is. Look at that.
Cruising around the Caribbean, stop-offs in the Cayman Islands, Honduras and Mexico, among others. And the Multitrip.com travel insurance policy for the Perry. It's just...
Insurance, did you say? Is that what you said?
An insurance policy.
Oh,
yeah.
How did I miss that until now?
Well, you know.
I don't know.
I mean, whatever. Always good.
They normally last
better
the year.
Better safe than sorry.
They normally last the year or so, them things. You might be able to get a couple of holidays out of it. Anyway, we're going to give Steve Kearney. I think it's Kearney or Kearney in Dublin. Go, how are you, Steve?
How are you doing? Steve Kearney, yeah.
Kearney, all right. I just wanted to get it right for you. How are you getting on today? You good?
Not so bad at all.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
Good.
Any plans
better
for the day?
Better than you after the Bulls losing last night.
After what? Was
after the Bowles result.
I know.
Night.
95th yeah. minute penalty. Would you stop?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
On the patch man myself, so it's not so good for us either.
No, it's a Derry. Yeah, Derry caught you out there. Yeah. So there you go. Yeah. Equally miserable this morning, then, Steve. We'll try.
So you have to take a handy on me then.
Yeah, I'll do my best for you, that's for sure.
Best of luck with it, Steve.
In.
Best of luck with it. 60 seconds, you can't pass, but hopefully you'll get a big score, get yourself into that draw on Friday. Right, you ready to do it?
Here we go.
She was one of the Jackson's fives. Michael's sister.
Janet Jackson.
She sang Kids in America.
Kim Wilde.
Yeah, she was the lead singer of Blondie.
Debbie Harry.
She was in Neighbours and she was, Charlene.
Kylie Minogue.
Yeah, she was, she's a country singer and sang Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Shania Twain.
That's it, and married to David Beckham.
Victoria Beckham.
Yeah, another singer then sang Fast Car. Ronan Keating did a cover of her song.
Another singer, Ronan Keating did a song.
No, Fast Car and Baby
Fast
Can
Car.
I Hold You. Singer.
Fast Car.
Yeah.
Fast Car. Oh.
You got a Fast Car. You know that one? She can't believe I'm singing.
People
used to say she looked like a man.
Tracy Chapman.
That's it.
Yes.
She used to read the news on RTE. She doesn't anymore. She. You would have got there. It was Anne Doyle. I was looking forward to the last one there.
Anne Doyle. All right. Well, Call me on the fast car.
I know. Yeah, but not to worry. I think you did all right. Anyway, I'll be honest.
I'm sure
with
Tracy
you.
Chapman's going to be happy about you saying she looked like a man.
I'm doing everything I can here. Look, I'm doing everything I can. He's a League of Ireland fan. He deserves a bit of support. I'll take the heat of getting in trouble.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in the end for you, Steve.
That's
Sarah,
pretty good.
Not too bad.
Not too bad. Yeah.
That might just be enough.
Yeah, you see, people assume that everybody else is going to get loads, but if they get a sticky one, that could be enough to nobble them, you know?
Tough one to get caught in the sticky ones, that's it.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, Steve, 7 is what you have going into the rest of the day. Fingers crossed that it's good enough for you to make it into that draw on Friday. You could be winning yourself that Caribbean cruise. Best of luck. Enjoy the day, man.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
Cheers, buddy.
Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye now.
Classic Hits. Hit. It's a bit of a really famous hit.
It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. There you go. It's the classic hit bit. And I'm getting carried away with it. So there you go, 610.
I'm trying to think what else you can do with it.
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of enjoying it. I'm getting a bit jazzy with it now.
Yeah.
Did that sound terrible this morning?
No. It was grand. But you kind of did it before. I'm waiting for a new
version.
He's
nodding for the thing. What do you mean? I can't change it every day.
Well, I mean, if you're not going to change it every day, man.
Well, okay.
Variety is all that's required.
You're in trouble then. I'm going to go with hip hop tomorrow.
Right,
so €610 is what we have on the hit bit this morning. Off you, if you can tell us what bit of a hit is this from. And we'll give it to you. Steve O'Connor is in Kildare this morning. How are you, Steve? Hello, Steve!
Steve!
Crack.
Oh, there you are. What's
the guy? Oh, God, he's on the move. Where are you, Steve?
I'm on the M4 heading for Lucan.
On the M4 going to Lucan, right? So, Mike's the neck of the woods there. Well, you're heading to work, I suppose, rather than running away from it.
Absolutely. Going to go to lay a floor this morning.
Lay of floors? I seem to be like an interpreter here, Steve. Every time you talk, the eyes go up the air.
Yeah. That's a hell of a sound there.
Whatever wind tunnel you're in.
Obviously, there's no delays on the M4.
Yeah.
No, Grant, just cruising.
If you get a chance today, you should put a windscreen onto that car.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, it must be really sunny out that way. He's got the sunroof down and everything. It's fantastic.
Right, Steve, I'll try and give you some quids. What do you think it is?
I think it's Roxette Deluxe.
Roxette, right, Deluxe from Roxette.
Deluxe from Roxette.
What do you reckon, Mike?
Steve, thanks a million for your contribution this morning, but it's over now.
That's brilliant. No, I'm sorry, that's a brilliant one. Yeah, that's...
Don't worry.
Unlucky, Steve, unlucky.
Not at all. Thanks very much, guys.
No, take care
of
yourself.
We'll let you put your leather helmet and goggles back on, and we'll talk to you next time.
Biggles O'Connor there in Kildare. Fantastic. Good man.
Now,
hey,
guys.
See you
later. Bye-bye then.
Bye.
Right, so into Dublin this time, and it's Nuala Collins. How are you, Nuala? Are you in a more quiet place?
I'm grand, lad. Not a bother.
How are you? That sounds a lot more peaceful.
Yeah, you sound like you're in a much more dignified space this morning. Where are you this morning, Nuala?
Yeah, I'm actually just getting on the bus now, so there's a queue of people in front of
me. Oh, very good. So we go from the madness of a man on his own in a box.
I'm getting on the bus.
Oh, right. So you're trying to keep the voice down now. Keep it.
Yeah.
I couldn't give a fiddler.
Oh,
great. Well, that's good. That's good to know. Right, we'll get it out there, Nuala. What are you going for?
I think it's Leanne Rhymes, Can't Fight the Moonlight.
Right.
What do you reckon, Mike?
Can't Fight the Moonlight.
It's a strong guess, but it's a wrong guess. Oh, my God, that rhymes.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, lad. Thanks,
Don't thank him for that, Nuala. That was a shocker. Nuala. Don't thank him for that. Have a good day, Nuala.
You too, lad.
Take care of yourself. Cheers. Bye-bye. Oh, that was unbelievable. After such a good start.
I think we came down from a high. I think on any other day. And oh my God, that rhymes. Wouldn't actually be that bad.
Come on.
Yeah.
But after, it's over now.
That was a high. That was a good one.
Black Eyed Peas, Where Is The Love? Here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday, 16th of April. It's just 10 past 8. Well, I tell you, we're all over the world. We're global today. We were talking about the events in Notre Dame a little bit earlier on. And a little story in the paper today that caught PJ's eye about, in case you ever fancied like having, maybe the American president drop around.
Well, yeah, or not even him. Maybe it's the kids, you know, the way the sleepovers, because you forget. Or I would sort of forget that kids are just kids. They want to be kids regardless. You know what I mean? Me having...
Donald Trump doesn't have young kids, does he?
Oh, he does, yeah.
Does he have young kids?
Yeah, little Baron. Isn't that his name? Yeah, he's a young... Yeah, he's only a little nipper, yeah. Oh, he does. God. Yeah, oh, yeah, he does have a... Yeah, but then, you know what I mean?
I'd say he'd want to farm out people to sleepovers and stuff.
You're going to take my kid. No, I don't know you. You're going to do it yourself. I don't know what the story is with Trump. We'll find out, I guess, when he's... If he ever does leave the office, or if he just declares himself Royal Highness of the United States one of the days. But at the moment, Michelle Obama, she's doing this tour. She's doing her book, you know.
Yeah.
So she's doing her book
Which
tour.
Which apparently is very good.
Apparently so, yeah. And she's doing her this book tour, and that involves her doing sort of live speaking events, right?
Right.
Now, you would imagine most people, they release a book and they do these live speaking events, and it's like in a bookshop, it's being, Waterstones or Huggies Figgies or whatever you call that place.
Hodges Figgies, yeah.
Yeah. Is that what it's called? I always thought it was Figgies. Anyway, whatever. So you go, you imagine they go to the bookshop, do a bit of a signing. They stand there in Huggies Figgies and they do the whole this. And in chapter 5, I talk about. But she, of course, is she's so popular. She's doing them like in the O2 in London.
Wow.
You know, she's doing these, like, their gig, the O2 Arena. She's doing her book tour, right? And in one of our book tours, she's it's really awkward when your kids just want to have a sleepover in their friend's house. And I never thought about that, but of course it is, right? So someone saw that your friend, she's over in one of her friends' gas and they're doing the thing, and she goes, hey, what's her name? Young Obama's one. I'm after reading the story three times if I can't remember. That's her. Sasha.
Right.
So yeah, would Sasha like to stay over in our house? And it's like, yeah, grand. Yeah, does she want to stay? Fine, yeah. No problem. So we're going to send over the Secret Service, right? So the Secret Service, they arrive over to the house first.
Yeah.
And the first thing they do is they say, we want to know where the drugs and guns are kept, if there is any, and where they would be. Right?
Yeah. So straight away, you would have to say, if you're sending your child on a sleepover, if the house they're going to does contain drugs and guns, maybe you should think a little bit.
Although guns are legal. And that she even says herself, Michelle Obama goes, don't worry, they won't take your guns off you. State is so mad. They just want to know where they are.
They won't take them off.
No, because if they're licensed weapons.
Yeah.
You know? Wow. And then she goes, right, so then that's done, right? So they do a sweep of the house there, right? The guns and that. And then they bring in the sniffer dogs, right? So the sniffer dogs have to go top to tail all around the house, right?
Yeah.
Make sure they have, you know, dogs, cadaver dogs, narcotics dogs, explosive stenting dogs, they've all that. So the dogs go off and do their thing, right?
Yeah.
And then you go and say, right, okay, everything seems to be okay. So I'm going to just tell you, there's going to be a man sleeping in your garden. And he's going to be armed.
Right.
And he's going to be, a man's going to be in your front garden with a gun. Would it be all right if he used the toilet every so often? You have to let him in like he's a dog.
I'm amazed they don't have their own toilet.
You have to let him in.
I'm surprised he doesn't come with his own toilet.
I don't. Well, I suppose you...
It's America.
It is America, yeah.
And it's the president.
I can't take his eyes off. He probably has to do a go to the toilet and leave the door open in case anybody breaks in. Uses this opportunity to make a plan
an
attack.
I'm sure there's more than one guy sleeping in the garden.
Well, she says there's one guy sleeps in the garden, right?
Right.
And then there's a detail. So the detail, I guess, they're kind of moving around outside the house or driving by or checking out the area. So you know the way they call it, detail. It's a real American thing.
Yeah.
We need to get some detail on this guy.
Basically, lads who talk up their sleeves, basically.
Yeah, basically point guns at this person immediately and leave them like that. So that happens. So it's a bit of a... Like, it's an awful lot of shenanigans goes into having a sleepover.
That's amazing. Because most people, the idea of a sleepover is... what will I bring? I tell you what, just bring, all you need is your PJs and just bring that game you have and we'll play it on the PlayStation.
Yeah,
that's all you need to bring.
The thing
right,
is.
So will I bring the Secret Service? What?
Yeah.
What about the sniffer dogs? Will I bring the sniffer dogs? I know what I'll do. I'll bring...
Keep your eye here.
I'll bring a branch of the Rangers.
Yeah, would you not just bring a cake? Like everyone else, normal people. It'd be a great way though if you ever... I'd definitely take advantage of it. If I was someone's father, I'd be there going... Listen, would you ask Sasha to come over and stay the night? Like, yeah, why? I just want to, really, you just haven't seen each other. And then the Secret Service come over, they'd be like, say if I lost my remote control, right?
Yeah.
I'd be there going, is there any drugs or guns in the house? Yeah, I hear them. Some bullets hidden in a remote control for the skybox. Now, I don't know where I left it. And then they'd find it for you and be there, okay, that's that job done.
It's also it'd be a great way of, if you're having a bother with your neighbour. Yeah.
Oh, now, big time.
Now, you won't find that on this property, but see a man over there, right? See the way that fence is broken?
Yeah.
Well, that's a major threat.
He's a your man
he
over
has,
there.
You want to see the stuff he has going on in his house? Absolutely. I mean, the people that go in and out of his house, definitely dodge it.
And he hates dogs.
And he
hates them.
Yeah. And in fact, I don't even think he voted for your lot.
Yeah, he's Trump. He's mad at Trump. If he had to use it for all types of reasons, like you
it's
really
brilliant.
Would, you'd be able to use it for all types of reasons, like even just... if someone threatens you, someone goes, see you. You're always giving me good evening. See you, I'm going to come over there and kick your door. And you go, invite Sasha over.
Yeah.
When he sees two men in the detail sleeping in the front garden, he won't know what to do with himself. He'll be afraid. He'll think I have my own private hitmen and everything.
Amazing.
But it is a hassle. Like, I mean, in fairness, even when you were young, remember when we were young? Like, there was none of this. That's a play date, essentially. That's just going over to spend some time with your friend.
Yeah.
Now, when we were
young... It wasn't called a play date.
No, it wasn't. Because you weren't allowed into anyone's house when we were young. You just got thrown out onto the side of the road. Remember, it was like you called up to someone. You didn't even ring them. Because if you rang someone, it'd be rude.
Yeah.
No one would answer the phone. The phone only rang if it was an emergency. So then you just sort of called up to someone that... Hey, how are you? You're coming out? Yeah. Did you get new runners? Yeah. Do you want to race? Yeah. And you just took off. And nobody knew where you went. You were gone for the whole day. You were gone doing laps of the roundabout.
Nobody arranged for their kids to go to somebody else's house. No, they didn't.
After
about 8 hours, when they realised they hadn't seen you in a while, that you might get it. I don't suppose PJ's up with your lad, is he?
I haven't seen the other fella.
Don't worry about it.
As for as long as they're together, then we know they're all right. That'd be it. And then you get sent out to someone's gaff. You're sitting there minding your own business in your pajamas, watching the television. Your dad come in to watch the news. What are you doing here? Go down to Jimmy's house. Go down to Jimmy, wreck his bloody head. Give his father a pain in the ass for a difference. And then you just, how are you?
My dad told me I had to come down here and hang around with yous because he said,
told me I have to come again.
He's sick of the sight of me and I'm after eating his chocolate bar.
Guaranteed Irish, you two's even better than the real thing. Here are Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim, 8:21. Good to have you along, folks. Breakfast table quiz on the way if you fancy a bash it. Have we worked out how many you have to beat at the moment?
No, actually I haven't. I beg your pardon. How did that happen? I was supposed to do that. And I got ranting about the Obamas.
It was only 20 minutes ago, but it's grand. Oh, it's probably what?
What's the score to beat the breakfast table quiz? He's showing me. Eight is the score to beat. So nine. Nine, I beg your pardon.
It's
there
what
you go.
Need, right.
I apologise very much. I got ranting about the Obamas there, and then, you know, one thing gets carried away with another thing.
087-188-0008. If you fancy a bash at the breakfast table quiz, a nice break this week. And as PJ said, nine or more will put you into the lead. Also, of course, big week this week because it's PJ Gallagher's birthday.
Yes, it is.
Right. And I tell you something, and it's a great week to have a birthday, actually. You know, Easter moves, doesn't it? Easter goes kind of like...
It travels around a bit.
It varies by a couple of weeks, doesn't it?
It does,
Right, okay. But it's good when it coincides with your birthday, because you get to kind of, have your birthday week. You get all sorts of treats. And we've got a tasting on the way in about 15 minutes.
We sure do.
Because we never got around to tasting that Guinness and Bailey's.
No, it's still out there, yeah.
Easter eggs.
Yeah.
And then, is it Lidl?
Lidl have sent in these amazing ones, yeah.
There's some really kind of unusual flavours.
Eaten mess flavours.
Eaten mess, yeah. Lovely.
And then there's a Cornish fudge.
Yeah.
So there is. And then there's one. It's debatable whether it's an egg at all. Right? It's sort of like an egg shaped, but there's like a handle.
Is it
on
chocolate,
it.
Is it?
It is chocolate.
Well, then,
yeah.
Shut up about it.
And there's something called
happy.
The Ginseco in it. So like we'll be having a bit of that.
So we're going to have a bit of a taster thing, which is great for you because in the lead up to your birthday on Thursday, you get the chance to have all sorts of goodies. It's like a birthday week for
it's
you.
It's fantastic, yeah.
But on the subject like of PJ's birthday as well, we had a moment there where there was an ad being played for the new Now album. It's now 102.
Yeah, now 102.
PJ himself suddenly realised that we remember the first one.
Yeah, we were going, no way, I remember the first one of them, and it was just called Now That's What I Call Music and nothing else. And then we were trying to figure out, when was that? And I've never felt so old in my life.
We got a bit of a land.
Cheer, I feel like I'm honestly... Because I feel like I'm older than the theatre the Cathedral of Notre Dame. So we could remember tracks and everything that were on it.
Yeah.
In fact, one of
PJ's absolute all-time favourite tracks was on that very first album.
Oh, God, that Red Red. It's not favourite. Will you stop? The worst song ever. There's two UB40 songs on it. If ever there was a crime against music.
But have you got it there? Have you got that track list?
I do.
Because it actually turns out it was from 1983. How scary is that, the first Now album? There's 100 of them now. That's incredible. And but the track list when you're bashing through them.
Yeah, so You Can't Hurry Love by Phil Collins. Red Red Wine by Everybody Dirty. Temptation, Heaven 17. You got Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Tyler. Karma Chameleon, Culture Club, The Safety Dance. What a song that is. Men Without Hats.
The Men Without Hats.
Rod Stewart is there with Baby Jane. And oh my God, The Cure with Love Cats.
It was a hell of a track listing, wasn't it?
Howard Jones.
For the day.
Yeah, it was a British
new song. Was it Howard Jones' new song?
Was it Howard Jones' new song? I'm going to have to lose it as soon as... Yes, it was, yeah. It was, yeah. Unbelievable. And there's a picture of him now, and you want to see him. Oh, my God. He looks like a cranky baker.
Incredible.
I can't believe I remember it so well. I thought it was like in my teen years when this came out.
Right. And so you were 20. But the...
So unnecessary. It's unbelievable.
Anyway, listen, if you are a fan of the 80s, right across the bank holiday weekend, it's going to be an absolute wall-to-wall fest of 80s, the classic 80 of the 80s. We will be playing 80 of the best songs from that decade right across the weekend from 7 a.m. on Good Friday. PJ and myself will kick it off right through to bank holiday Monday. You'll get the absolute very best of the 80s here at Classic Hits. And if there's one that you want to make sure is in there, if there's an 80s song that for you is the greatest of them all, then you can let us know about it and make sure that it gets included. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you want to do that.
Yeah. Now, in the meantime, I'm just going to make sure, I'm just going to book an appointment for me feet and make sure I'm all right and settled down. Book into the bingo for Saturday. Get some cocoa. Yeah, that's what it is. Holy God, what happened to me?
Lionel Richie all night long here at Classic Hits. 20 to 9, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for hanging out with us and waking up happy with us. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. And as you know on the show, many times we put ourselves out there. We take on the risks. We take on the challenges.
We do.
For your benefit.
I'm nearly falling. I hold myself to you. I'm trying to prepare the situation.
We've had all sorts of things in the past where we try things out so you don't have to.
Oh, God, exactly. You know? So they spare you the horrible stuff of life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The hard stuff.
Okay, it hasn't always been horrible. I mean, we did do the sausage thing, which we enjoyed thoroughly as well.
The sausages were
fantastic.
But
I agree with you. We are risking fat gain and everything.
Oh, yes. Oh, like who would want to eat chocolate for the benefit of other people?
Yeah, before 9 o'clock in the morning.
Absolutely. Couldn't be possibly a really good thing, except it is almost Easter. Somebody has to take the hit, and here we are. We are two eggs to sample on our voyage of discovery into the more unusual Easter eggs that are presented to us for sale over this festive period, if you can call Easter a festive period.
Now, bear in mind, we have already tried a Marmite egg. It got a sort of a... myself and Mike...
I loved it.
We landed at about a sort of 5 to 6-ish kind of neck of the woods out of 10.
I absolutely loved it. I was right
PJ
up on the
PJ gave it a 9.
Any...
Which
chocolate.
Means nowhere to go, really, with the
any
rest of this.
Any chocolate that tastes like a burger has to... It tastes like beef. I mean...
That's ludicrous.
I know it's ludicrous. That's why it matters. That's why Willy Wonka would be proud of it.
He would be.
We have two more today.
What have we got today
This is ongoing. So this is just today's two. We have more to come after this. But today we have...
Never let it be said we're not thorough in this.
Oh, God, no. So today we have a Guinness Easter egg.
Yeah.
Made by the people. It comes, it's a very dark chocolate looking sort of a fella. It has comes complete with chocolate Guinness miniature pints.
Lovely.
So they'll be worth a go. So also we have today for the taste test the complete opposite. It's a white chocolate Eaten Mess flavoured Easter egg, which comes from the good old folks at Lidl.
Thank you both.
So,
white chocolate though.
I like white chocolate. We all like white chocolate.
No, you don't like white chocolate
because you don't like anything that was created, you know. I don't know, after you were born or whatever. I don't know what it is. I don't know what your problem is. Everybody likes white chocolate. There's a smell test goes with these, right? So which would you like to try first? Would you like to try and get the white stuff out of the way?
Give us the white stuff out of the way.
Unbroken, here it is, presented right. Just to describe the presentation of it. Absolutely delectable. Comes very well. White chocolate presentation in the box. I'm holding it right here. As you look at it, it's not white all through the front. The Eaten Mess is all to the front. It looks sort of like, almost like a sun-dried tomato flake. With white chocolate buttons.
And what seems to be
some kind of different type. I don't know, like it's a half marshmallow thing. I don't know what it is. Right, it's very sweet to smell.
Very sweet to smell,
yeah. It actually smells like a really posh bowl of potpourri. Is what it smells like.
Oh, God.
It's very strong.
That's a bit of... there's a bit of an after thing on that now.
It's very strong.
It's not just sweet, there's a sort of a... There's an air freshener.
There's
an air freshener vibe on
it. It smells like something you would spray into a toilet after you had a particularly busy time. Do you know what I mean? If you were particularly busy.
But I mean, again,
it smells like something you might spray into the air.
If you're a fan of white chocolate and you know, I mean, I would be a fan of Eaten Mess. Now, here, are you going to do the?
You can do the breakage if you want to. You have to eat the bit with the stuff on it, though. You can't just eat the white chocolate. You have to eat the mess of the Eaten Mess. He's smacking it on the desk. I mean, I swear to God, we all have to eat this. Look at it. Unbelievable.
Sorry. Okay.
Break it off your head or something.
Right. So we're having these bits, are we?
Yeah, those are the bits you need to have. The bits with the bits of red and white and buttony.
Do you want any of this?
Of course I do.
He's put it in his mouth. You can probably hear his teeth gnashing away.
gobbling away positively like a lamb at you on a wasp.
Mmm. It's actually...
Is it all right?
It's actually delicious. Right. There's no air freshener used in it at all.
What's There's crisps in it.
Not crisps.
There's crisps in it.
There is a bit of an after thing then you get. At the back of your throat there.
There's crisps. There's something crispy in it.
That's the thing. The leafy looking yolk. That yolk.
Yeah, what is it?
I don't know. Can I just say this is arguably the greatest radio we've ever done. It's the same.
I don't know if I'm into
lip
that.
Smacking.
I don't know if I'm into that.
Well, you're meant to be the white chocolate fan.
I don't know if I'm into that. That's very busy. That's too many chefs fiddling with the broth.
Right.
That's what that is.
The other what are you giving that?
Sorry, little.
I'm not a huge white chocolate fan, so I'm going to hold back on this. Mind you, to be fair to it, it took me pleasantly by surprise. So I'm actually going to... I think I'll stick with a sort of a 5 on that.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not... I go maybe 5, yeah.
But then again, I'm not a white chocolate fan.
Right. Let's move on. Let's move on. We have the Guinness egg to break. It's got the golden harp right in the front.
Beautiful. I'm a fan already.
Now, somebody put it against the heater, so it sort of bends itself in a little bit. I don't know if that like affect the flavour or not.
Right.
So the Guinness egg, again, it smells very sort of coffee flavoured, sort of. It's right. Very roasted coffee sort of a smell.
I like it already. Give it a smack there, right, PJ. Yeah.
Tough as hell boots. And very flaky. It's right. All over the floor and me desk now.
Brilliant.
So I'll let you get your
mauler. Did you take a piece?
I have them here in my hand. I'm going to stick in my mouth now.
Okay. It looks good. Oh, yeah. God, it is quite pungent.
It is, isn't it? Very smelly.
Oh, that is quite pungent.
Very smelly, yeah. Good smelly, but smelly.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not now.
Mad about
that
now.
I'm a little bit concerned about the smell, but I'm going to try the taste anyway.
That's very nice, you know. Although it isn't...
It's redeemed itself. Although it is dark chocolate.
It's very dark.
Again, you've chosen two chocolates. I mean, what's wrong with milk chocolate? That's all I want to know.
Okay, yeah. I'm not doing that again. We'll get the milky stuff in the next time. But that is very nice. Very nice. Now, it no more tastes like Guinness than me shoe does.
No. But it
it's
is
not
good.
Bad.
It is good dark chocolate.
And the paint tastes nice as well. The gold paint. Maybe it's just me.
I'm going to give that a 7.
I'm going to give that... Yeah, I'll give maybe a 6 or something. I'd say a more would be nice.
You don't care, do you?
Not really.
You're only doing this for the sake of putting chocolate in your mouth. You're not even taking it seriously that the nation is resting on your every word.
What are you talking about?
There's potentially still time to buy these chocolate eggs. And you're supposed to be doing a consumer taste test.
Do you want to taste one of the pints, Jim? They're deadly. Look.
Yeah, go on then.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's educational services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Right, just before we get stuck into the Breakfast Table Quiz, we have a piece of breaking news. Because we actually ended up, we kind of ended up finishing our Easter egg kind of assessment, if you want to call it that, a bit too early because we hadn't tasted the little chocolate pints.
Yeah, and there's Guinness in them. And they are tremendous. It changes the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's straight up to a 10 out of 10 now.
I've gone from giving that
straight up
that a 7 to a 9.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I was 10's a bit extreme. Right, I'll go with a... And probably an 8, maybe.
Right.
Because they should have done it with the big one. But oh my God, it's gorgeous.
So the little pints of Guinness, the chocolate pints, have actual
ones.
Guinness
They've
in
actually
them.
Guinness in them.
In those Guinness eggs.
Woo-hoo.
Brilliant. Anyway, listen, if you want to get yourself away for a couple of nights to the House Hotel, Galway's 4-star city centre boutique hotel, this is the place to do it. That's the prize that we have for you. And all you got to do at the moment, at least, is beat a score of 8.
Yes, I beat the score of 8. So 9 or more puts you into the lead. And it's going to be Colin McBride having a go this morning. He's in Dublin. How are you, Colin?
How's it going, lad? You all right?
Not bad at all, Colm. How are you getting on?
Not too bad.
Yeah, what's your plans today? Or are you up to anything? Or starting work or escaping?
In work. I've been in work from early this morning, so...
All right, are you an early riser like us as well? What time do you get it going?
I'm usually in work for about 5 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you're a proper early riser.
Oh, apologies there.
That's put us in our place, I can tell you.
That's the middle of the night, Colm, in fairness.
Right, listen, Colm, good news. 9 or more will put you in the lead. How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, we'll give it a crack anyway.
I think it'll go well for you. Right, you ready to do it?
Yeah.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Very best of luck. Here we go.
Axl Rose was the singer with what band?
Guns N' Roses.
Complete the title of this film. Angela's...
Ashes.
What type of food is Port Salut?
Cheese.
Yeah, which singer had a hit with Never Gonna Give You Up in 1987?
Rick Astley.
What secret agent character did Ian Fleming create?
James Bond.
In the TV sitcom Friends, what characters are brother and sister?
Ross and Monica.
Yeah, in Chinese philosophy, what is the complementary force to yin?
Yang.
What fruit gave Isaac Newton the inspiration for the law of gravity?
Apple.
Which country hosted the 1994 World Cup?
USA.
147 is the maximum break attainable in what indoor sport?
Knicker.
Queen, worker and drone are associated with what type of insect?
Bee.
The word matinee comes from the French word for which part of the day?
Afternoon.
It's morning. Merlot, Burgundy and Shiraz are types of what drink?
Red wine.
Calligraphy is the art of fine or decorative what?
Writing.
Yeah, in The Great Escape, what actor endlessly threw a baseball against the cooler?
Sorry, repeat that.
In The Great Escape, what he gets an answer. In The Great Escape, what actor endlessly threw a baseball against the cooler?
Steve McQueen.
It was Steve McQueen.
Steve McQueen. Sorry, only the coolest man that ever lived.
I was trying to squeeze it in for you there, Colin.
Anyway, listen, I'll tell you something. I don't think you need to worry, to be perfectly honest with you, because check this out for a score. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Oh, well, in fairness. Oh, God, thank God you didn't get the next one, because we'd never have caught you.
Well, that's good. Column. I can take that.
That's fantastic, Colm. You're going to be really hard betting now during the week. In fact, it's going to be hard to get people on the phone because of you.
Sorry about that, boys.
That's all right. No, well done. That's a fantastic score.
Yeah. So, Colm, you're in pride of place for the chance to head off to the House Hotel, Galway's 4-star city centre boutique hotel there in the Latin Quarter. So, fingers crossed, if nobody tops that, it'll be yours come Friday.
Hopefully not.
Listen, have a good day, man. Rest
Cheers,
well.
Boys.
Take care of yourself. Bye. Cheers. Bye-bye.
See you, Colm.